Antonia.
As with most things in life, I started small. Not long after I bought this apartment, I suddenly decided that the cabinet in the kitchen was ugly. It was modern and beige, and I couldn't stand it. A few days later, I found this absolutely gorgeous old wooden cabinet from the 1920s in a second-hand shop. I pulled out the original cabinet and replaced it with the one I found. And then everything looked wrong. I also discovered that the original fireplace and chimney were covered up, and underneath there were these lovely old red bricks. The cover had to come off. Then the paintwork looked just awful. And so it went on. Now I've got a lovely home-style kitchen. I'm really satisfied with that. But I wasn't at all satisfied with the layout of the dining room and the sitting room. They were two very small rooms, and I thought, just imagine, knock down the dividing wall and I could have this lovely open living space. So, one weekend, I got busy and the wall came down. I've still got some work to do there. Then there's the bedroom. I haven't had time yet. And the bathroom needs major attention. OK, I admit it, I'm addicted to renovation. I can't help myself. I love doing these things myself. Getting it done by a professional isn't nearly as much fun. But hey, there are lots of worse things to be addicted to, and my apartment's looking better and better with every day.
Rob.
You see, under our house, there was a kind of cellar and a garage, and there was also a small passage between the two. They're the kind of places where we keep things we no longer use. But I suddenly had this great idea. What if I knocked down a few walls and made the cellar and the garage one big area? A kind of basement that the kids could use as their space. I got a friend of mine who's an engineer to have a look and make sure it was possible. I mean, I didn't want the house to fall down. And he said, sure, no problem. And I've helped a lot of friends and family do this kind of thing in the past. Like, I've got a pretty good idea about what to do. So I had this great weekend where I knocked down the walls. I love that. You can really see the potential immediately. Problem is, once you knock something down, you kind of have to build a few things in their place so it doesn't look like a work site. But, well, things have been busy at work, and at weekends there are lots of things to do with the kids. Sports matches and stuff like that. I mean, I fully intend to finish it all off. That's what I keep promising my wife. She thinks I've got a commitment problem. You know, I'm not committed to finishing off the renovation. Maybe she's right, but these things aren't as easy as they look. I suppose I could have it done by a professional, but that's expensive. I'll just say that it's a work in progress. It'll get there. Eventually.